And my father had brain fever. My father was one who constantly, his tongue, his heart I could not see, but his tongue I could see, constantly repeating God's name, yes, sir. And it doesn't mean... It doesn't mean the moving of the lips, the word he has done. It doesn't mean the moving of the lips. So when I was little, because he could have been my grandfather. I was the littlest of the family, youngest. So when I would sit next to him and look up at him, I could see, you know, through me. The tongue going like the tongue of a bird, constantly, yes, done, yes, done. So, and anything my father, he loved gardening, all Iranis do. All those in Iran, they love fruit in that little garden, in that space around the well, in Baba house. He planted a mulberry tree, a pomegranate tree, a henna tree, two papaya trees, a chiku tree. I've forgotten there were two more. So, you know, and he just put something, and he just dug a little, and then roses and things he would put around the well. So when he was working there, that garden flourished. Anyway, Pune has good soil.
Yeah.
But still, it was beyond that. So the Parsi, the benevolent Parsi who had father and his employees in the garden, was so pleased, and somehow people would always feel something from my father. So when my father had to leave, because now the next step was tea shop, and then came the toddy shop, and then there were more tea shop, more toddy shops. So when he left, the Parsi gentleman pleaded with my father. So Sheriaji, please come once in a while. Just put your gaze on my garden, and the garden will flourish. Don't do anything. And then take whatever potted plant you like, you are free. So sometimes I would watch my father coming down the Besturmir Road, and a servant behind with a pot and a rose that went bob, 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 you know, but as the man walked. And then he would come and place it around the well. And then he would put it in the sun, and he would all the time say, yes, Dan, yes, Dan. And, you know, doing his little gardening over there. So I used to be very interested as a child to see, what did Bobo bring today? I used to call him Bobo. And mother was Memo. It's an Irani way. Mm-hmm. What did Bobo bring today? One day he brought a kundi, a pot, an earthen pot, that seemed to have nothing in it. Just leaves. So I was disappointed. I said, Bobo, no flowers today? He said, yeah, yeah. Chayar dikra. Baba, so, che, che. No, there's no flowers. And then he said something which I've remembered a number of times. He said, beautiful things are not always seen. You have to find. So, but I said this. So he says, Ben, look, look. So I bent down, practically put my nose in it, and then I got the fragrance of violets. And I realized that the flowers were just underneath the leaves. You know, violets used to be very shy in those days, even violets. Now they're simple. So then when I used to go to the convent of Jesus and Mary in my education, so when we would see St. Joseph's picture, I mean, father of Jesus, when he carried a staff, then we have seen pictures of St. Joseph with the... lilies with a sprig of flowers shooting out of this dead staff, the staff that he carried. And so everybody said it was a miracle. But to me it wasn't at all surprising. It could easily happen to my father. it just touched something in it. And Baba said, the last time he said it was in 1968 in Pune. And Baba said, no, he said, my father, no match for him in the whole world, which is why I was born to him. Mm. Because he set out looking for God, right? He left home, left country, just went out, and he wandered all over India, and I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew it, But when we were traveling with Baba in the blue bus, and a time when we were climbing to the, in the mountains at the foot of the Himalayas, going up in the Himalayas, blue bus was laboring. The machine was, going so loud, as if the poor bus couldn't climb, but it was laboring to go up somehow, and making such a lot of noise we couldn't even talk with each other. And suddenly Baba turns around and says, "It's very difficult to go up, isn't it, in these mountains, in the Himalayas?" I said, "Yes, Baba, but my father, he walked all the way." That was one. And then another time, when we were in train, mind you, and past the desert in Gujarat, Kutch, the run of Kutch, and we were going by train, and it was so hot, and the wind was bringing down that soft sand, and we were closing the windows and all that, and Baba said, "It's terrible, isn't it?" I said, "Yes." And Baba said, "Yes, we're sitting in a train. My father, he walked through it for my sake." I forgot to say that. Looking for me. Mm-hmm. Even when he said he walked in these mountains barefoot, he walked all over these mountains looking for me. And then when it was the desert, he said he walked through this desert looking for me. And that's where he found it.
Your father had a gift for languages?
Who?
Your father had a gift for languages?
Not really. But he knew. No, I will tell you why. Because his accent of Hindustani was still an Irani person speaking. Dikra, na maine na satha, kai sathare. Kodai kare balathare. When my father said that to me, I knew that I displeased him. You know, that's the strongest thing my father would say. He would say, "Why do you pester mother? May God do you good. May God be good to you." It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And then I knew, I mustn't go any further. Father is not pleased. But so I was very amazed that father, who had not been to school, knew Persian. My mother did not know Persian as such. She talked Dari, like I did. And I would talk with mother in Dari. But my father taught my mother Persian. So they would sit in the evening with the Shahnama on that sandalwood carved, that book thing, and they would, he would read out. He taught her Hafiz, and she would always have a Hafiz book with her when she came to Nasi. She would read out for all, you know? And so my father, that is how I was named Manija, because they were reading the Shahnama, and they were reading the story of Manija and Bajan, this Persian princess and this Bajan. And so then when she had to be rushed to the hospital. But I was also, it was a new moon day, so my Parsi neighbor said, "Are Sirima Chandan naam rakhoni? Name of Chandan." It's a very old-fashioned name. I won't put Chandan. And so my father said, "Well, we have been reading about Manija, why don't we name a Manija?" So that's how I was named Manija. So then it suddenly came to me, there used to be an Israeli lady, a Hebrew speaking lady, you know, from Israel. And she was a friend, because we were universal. Usually we are in India, and our alley. I was an alley child. Every imaginable religion and all, we were all the children would play together, and neighbors would. So this old lady, very lovely looking, even in her old age, and bangles from here to here, I would admire her bangles. And she would sit and she would talk with my father, and my father would, and this I was listening. And then there was another man, now this is Persian, Hebrew, then there was an Arabic person who was translating a treatise, or a Muslim person who was writing a treatise and from Arabic into some language. So whenever he was stuck, he would come to my father. And my father would point at him. So I said, "What is this?" Father never went to school. I go to school and study. I never did homework though. I put that right. My mother would say, "Mommy, all the children are doing the homework." I would come and throw my books and run out to play. And I said, "All the children are mad. You pay for their parents pay for them to be in, learn in school. School is what it is for, not home. But then I thought, how come father knows so many languages? He never went to school, all the sons of God. So one day I was sitting next to him, I said, Baba, how come you know Arabic, Persian, Hebrew, and you never went to school? Just nine. Yes, child, it came to me in a moment, yes, I accepted it. Children don't have those barriers. But when I grew up, I thought to myself, how could father have lied? It can't be possible in a moment. He never lied. If any lying was done around, that was by me. I could lie at the drop of a pin. But father never lied. How come? So I asked father. I'm so happy I asked. I said, Baba, our Bobo said like this and like this. He accepted, fine, so what? He tells me, so. I said, but Baba, he never went to school. And then, you know all this? And he said, yes. He said, it's all. But I said, in a moment, he says. And he said, Baba said, it's all within us, but it's covered. And then, how long does it take to uncover? He points at the window or something. How long does it take for the cover? I said, a moment, exactly. But then he said, it is given, though, to rare people. It's rarely given to the ones who have given up everything for me, for God. Then it is God is bound to give it. So nothing that you give up for Baba, for God is lost. Nothing is lost. It is always given. He has to take care of our toys. He has to see that he's bound by love, by that faith and love with which, I mean, my father just gave up everything like that. So then Baba gave him all this.